Hello, this is the Finding Direction podcast. Thanks for joining me here in East Palooka. Audio from our Sunday service this past weekend in Jesus Maria, and it was a really good service, although we had no amplification or lights or anything that required electricity, because unfortunately the church property was robbed again, yes, and one of the things that was taken was cabling that we used to put all the lights on, so that was missing this past week. And some other things were stolen, like some cleaning supplies. Fortunately, the building itself was not robbed, but things that were in other places on the property. So we're trying to figure out how to replace some of that stuff. So it's been a while since I've done a podcast, so I wanted to give you a bit of an update as to what's been happening here in East Palooka. So let's do that. Frankly, with our family, we've had a struggle recently, and that has been sickness in the family. Three out of four of us, Sherry, Nathaniel, and myself, got hit with some bug that was quite nasty, or is quite nasty. And so I've actually stalled doing a podcast, partly because I need to be able to do it when I have a voice and don't have to cough all the time. But yeah, that's actually been really difficult. So frankly, the last few days have been pretty nasty, and it's just been really difficult to be sick and also to be dealing with the extra work that you have to do that you couldn't do when you were sick in bed and so on. So just being honest, that's been pretty difficult. However, there are some good things going on too, so I can tell you about that. We are continuing with ministry and many different things going on, and in many different neighborhoods. And actually, I was thinking about this before I started talking. Just over the last couple days, I was talking to somebody about ministry in one housing development, study in a second housing development, English classes in a third housing development, today some ministry in a fourth housing development. Yeah, so just that's kind of the way things are right now. There's opportunities all over the place, and things we will be doing in various places because we want to continue, for example, supporting the two churches that are here. But at the same time, we do want to be able to focus because we would love to see a new church planted in a new community. And so that means focusing specifically on a community, getting community center classes starting so we can find ways to help the community and get to know people and have opportunities to share the gospel. So, yeah, we would certainly appreciate your prayers as we try to bring some focus to it all. And even beyond that, there is just so many different things going on right now, so many different directions in which we're being pulled. We just really need wisdom and patience and just acceptance that we can't get it all done, but just endurance to be able to do as much as we can and to balance things properly. And so we definitely appreciate your prayers for those things. But it is exciting, some of the things that are going on, and things are really coming together in various ways with activities and things happening in various communities. So we're looking forward to being more involved and getting to know more people, and we have been getting to know some people, so we're excited about that and some of the chances we have to talk to people. So it's cool. There's good stuff going on. The next event that's coming up is actually on Saturday, and it's with the church in Jesus Maria, and it is something to celebrate a national holiday that's coming up next week, and you all know what that is, right? It is... That's right. Someone said it, I'm sure. Independence Day. Yes, Independence Day. So we're going to be getting together for a party with some folks from the church in Jesus Maria on Saturday to celebrate that. And so that'll be fun. We really are blessed to be in a country that God has blessed in so many different ways. And so we're thankful for that. And at the same time, we are aware that there are many groups of people here that have zero contact with the gospel, no gospel witness whatsoever. And that is not the way it should be. So we need to continue sharing God's love and God's word and reaching out to people. So we appreciate your prayers that God would give us strength to do that, but also that he would continue to send workers to this area. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what's been happening and what's been going on. I guess I better get back to work here. So thanks for all of you who are listening and praying, and I hope we can talk to you again soon. Bye for now.